Coming up on our newest edition of Vikings Huddle, find out how many shoes the Vikings go through each game day.
We have a couple shelves just like this filled up with shoes.
Plus, learn a healthy after-school snack idea.
It's only 75 calories and 3 grams of fat.
And see Everson Griffin's dancing skills as he joins us at Mall of America. It's all next on Vikings Huddle. Hello, Osseo Junior High, and welcome to Vikings Huddle, the TV show designed for families and kids and provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. I'm your host, Paul Allen, from Mall of America, specifically Nickelodeon Universe, where you're going to have the opportunity to get behind the scenes with the Minnesota Vikings while also learning how to stay healthy and learning the importance of teamwork. Once again, this is a show designed for families and is designed for kids, including this lovely kid we have next to us now. She is Kylie Kasprick, a seventh grader from Osseo Junior High and a student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. Osseo Junior High, how about a round of applause for Kylie? How are you, young lady?
I'm doing great.
You get an opportunity to interview a member of the Minnesota Vikings coming up soon. Are you really excited?
I'm pumped. It's really exciting.
Who's your favorite football team and why?
Definitely the Vikings.
Kylie, ladies and gentlemen, for loving the right colors. Last one. You have your peers here. You have boys and girls from Osseo Junior High. Are you excited to interview a member of the Vikings in front of your friends?
Yep.
Kylie, ladies and gentlemen, how about another round of applause? And keep it loud, because one of our best defensive players is here for Vikings Huddle. Ladies and gentlemen, a Mall of America, Osseo Junior High round of applause for game-changing defensive lineman, Everson Griffin. Everson Griffin, ladies and gentlemen, wears number 97. What's going on down there, my man? How you doing?
Just happy to be out here and, you know, to give back and say what's up to everybody. How y'all doing today? That's all you got? That's all you have?
Isn't it great and kind of refreshing? I mean, Everson and I see him 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 days a week. Isn't it refreshing to be interviewed by kids and do shows with kids instead of the same old media every single day, Everson?
Yeah, you know, the media in the locker room gets old, but out here, you know, having fun with the kids and let them get a little taste of our world and have them, you know, just to have fun with them and show them a good time.
Here's Kylie Kasprick to interview Everson Griffin.
My first question is, have you ever taken a ballet class?
Yes.
Excellent question, young lady.
I did. I took ballet at USC, but it was pretty fun. I learned like parallel position, first position, all that up front. So I did that. I took that class at USC. It was fun though.
Okay, which football team were you a fan of when you were 12?
My favorite team growing up, and still my favorite team besides the Minnesota Vikings, Dallas Cowboys. My whole family, Dallas Cowboy fans, my uncle, everybody. So Dallas Cowboys, when it had Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders, the whole nine, Michael Irvin, that was my favorite team.
Which players have you learned the most from?
The players I learned the most from have to be Jared Allen, Kevin Williams, the older guys on our team that, you know, the leaders on our team that show you when you come in the right way to do things, you know, the right way to practice, the right way to study film, and Jared Allen, Kevin Williams.
Did anyone ever tell you that you wouldn't make it in professional football? What did you say to them?
You know, I said, at first you gotta have faith, you know, you gotta put your hands in God, but you know, never let anybody tell you can't achieve your dreams. You know, you just gotta keep working hard and hard and hard, and never give up. And if somebody told me that, I'm here today, and I'm happy to be a Minnesota Vikings.
So, is it chocolate milk or white milk?
Actually, I can't drink milk because I'm lactose intolerant, so I do almond milk.
You do what?
Almond milk. You never
Army
heard of
milk?
Almond.
Almond.
Almond. Almond milk.
Okay. So, does that make you good?
Yeah, it makes me, it allows me to drink milk, eat milk with my cereal, yeah. Because I can't just drink milk.
And three a day of dairy and fueling up to play 60 and staying in shape and being a good teammate, those are some keys too, right?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing now is growing up, you got to fuel your body. You got to have the milk, you got to eat, you know, drink enough, eat enough, you know, because your body needs energy. The only way to feed your body is by eating food. So you got to make sure you drink a lot and eat a lot of, you know, eat a lot of food.
How about a round of applause for Kylie Kasprick and her excellent interview of Everson Griffin. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings. Today, we're going to make cheesy popcorn. It's only 75 calories and 3 grams of fat. It's very easy. Are you ready? Okay. You take about 1 cup of popcorn, 1/8 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and a pinch of cayenne pepper. You add the Parmesan cheese to your popcorn like this. You'll add about a pinch of cayenne pepper. If you like spicy, you may want to add 2 pinches like this. And then you want to shake it up really well. And there you have it, cheesy popcorn.
Thank you. Thanks, Gigi. And you can learn more about the Fuel Up to Play 60 program at Vikings.com. In fact, with Vikings Huddle, we have a junior Vikings insider patrolling Winter Park.
Hi, I'm Derek Gallen, and I'm here with Vikings equipment manager Dennis Ryan. It's good to see you, Dennis.
Good to see you, Derek. Thank you.
Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Go right ahead.
Is purple your favorite color?
Purple's been my favorite color for a long time.
Excellent. What exactly do you do here when you're on job? When you're on your job,
I'm the equipment manager, so I do a number of things. It's a big variety of things, and we basically take care of all the player needs as far as their protective equipment goes, from their head to their toes. So it would include their helmets, shoulder pads, thigh pads, knee pads, shoes, making sure everybody's properly outfitted with the right gear and the proper fitting gear.
Excellent. That sounds really hard. Is it hard work?
It's not hard work. A lot of hours are put in, but I enjoy it, and I really can appreciate being around all the players, all the coaches, and being a part of the Viking organization.
What do we have here, Dennis?
Well, we've got a couple boxes filled up with our salute to service balls that we're going to use in the month of November for 2 weeks. We've been busy preparing these balls for game use. You may notice that they look a lot different. This is brand new out of the box, and this has been prepared with a process we've been using around here for quite a few years to make the ball easier for the players to throw and catch and just basically hold on to.
Where are we at now, Dennis?
Well, this is our shoe storage. We have a couple shelves just like this filled up with shoes for all the players and coaches and medical staff and regular staff, everybody who needs a pair of shoes.
Wow, there are a lot of shoes.
There's a lot of shoes. We figure we have well over 1,000 pair of shoes on hand with the shoes that are in the players' lockers, the coaches' lockers, and in our inventory. You have different cleat arrangements on shoes. You know, this would be for an indoor artificial surface game, and we have 7 studded shoes that are used for grass games outdoors. Some guys like a higher shoe like this, and other players are looking for a low-cut
like that. So you have to have a mix of everything and an inventory in all the sizes. You never know when you're going to sign a new player and what they're going to be looking for.
So now where are we?
We're in the laundry room. This is where all the players' uniforms and all their undergarments get washed and dried every day.
Wow, there are that's a lot of laundry by the looks of it.
There is a lot of laundry. We have three big washers and three big dryers. Plenty of machinery to do all the players' wash.
Does it smell in here a lot?
You know, it smells at the start of the process, but it doesn't smell too bad at the end of it.
Excellent access from the junior insider. Very well done. Cheerleader Christy, what do you think of the talent we have for the junior insider?
Yes, extremely talented.
That's the kind of stuff you get at Vikings.com. We take you behind the scenes. This is Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. Being active in the community and helping others is something the Minnesota Vikings organization takes very seriously. In fact, every single player on the football team commits personal time each year to helping in the community. Let's take a look.
When it comes to giving back, few players in the NFL make a bigger impact than Jennings. In 2008, he and his wife Nicole started the Greg Jennings Foundation. They have been touching countless young lives ever since.
Well, the Greg Jennings Foundation, what we try to do is focus on youth and education. That's our focus. That's our primary goal, is to help educate our youth. And just from a self perspective, how we view it is, if we can continue to educate our youth, then we can help them advance and reach some of their personal lifelong goals. There's a lot of different things that you can give a kid, gifts, monetary things, materialistic things, but the gift of education lasts a lifetime, and it obviously will propel you to become the successful young man, young woman that you desire to be.
He came for his work on the football field.
Caught! Touchdown!
But Minnesota got much more than an all-pro receiver.
Far more important than what takes place on the football field is what takes place off the field. I'm a parent, I'm a dad, I'm a husband. I'm a brother, so those things matter a lot more. But and that's what I want people to see me as, not just a football player, someone who catches balls on Sunday and Mondays, but someone who impacts lives throughout the week as well, and within communities that my family and I reside.
Another excellent moment in the community with your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now let's check in with our friends at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute.
Thanks, PA. As PA mentioned, my name is The Dude, Children's live TV show host. I am here with Dr. Kebreye, a neurosurgeon here at Children's. You know a lot about the brain, being a neurosurgeon. What can you tell us about head trauma, like concussions?
A concussion is a serious injury that can be caused by a blow to the head or a hard hit to the body that causes a whiplash-like effect. So you should tell someone immediately if you have difficulty with headaches or nausea, if you have difficulty with memory or concentrating, if you have difficulty sleeping or changes in your appetite, you should also tell someone immediately. And you got to remember, although protective equipment can help you keep safe from injuries to the head or body, it's up to you to play safely and follow the rules that are in place to prevent concussions. And most important, don't return to activity until a doctor says it's okay.
Oh, neurosurgeons are smart. Back to you, PA. Dude, nice job.
Wow, that's excellent information. Glad we heard that. This is Vikings Huddle. I'm Paul Allen. We'll be right back.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Vikings Huddle, thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. I'm Paul Allen. It's time for our two-minute drill. We thank the lovely Kyle Lee, seventh grader at Osseo Junior High, for helping us. We have Minnesota Vikings defensive lineman Everson Griffin. A great crowd here from Osseo Junior High. How about another round of applause for the Vikings cheerleaders for joining us today? Outstanding, bringing a little pep to the step of Vikings Huddle. We're now... The kids from Osseo Junior High get the opportunity to interview a big-time athlete. In this case, it's Everson Griffin. Let's take it away. Who's first? My man wearing a new school Adrian Peterson jersey. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Holland Hackett. Do you ever get emotional after a loss?
Yes. It's in any sport, you know, we're here to win. You know, when you play sports, you want to win a game, so... Yeah, it's very hard to lose a game, but at the end of the day, you have to come back and learn from your mistakes and then build off that so you can play better in the next game. So, yes, I get emotional, but after a certain period of time, you got to let it go and then build from your mistakes and, you know, go and play the next game.
Terrific question. Thank you. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Sydney Cashman, and I was wondering if you've always wanted to be a football player.
Yeah, I always want to. Yeah, every I had a dream of playing the football, playing professional football, and you know, I was always bigger than everybody growing up, and I always ate good, you know, drank a lot of milk, you know, but I just knew I had something when I just kept on playing and playing and playing, and I finally got my first scholarship after my freshman year, going to my sophomore year in high school, and I knew I could be able to take it to the next level. So at that point, I knew I could play football for the rest of, you know.
Young man, what's your name and what is your question?
My name is Mintaka Wanta, and my question is, what would your coach do if you talk back to him?
At this level, you really don't talk back to your coach. We're all grown men, so, you know, he tells you what to do and you do it. It's your job. It's what I do for a living, so you listen to him.
What's your name and what is your question?
Ryan Chance. And is there any special rituals other players do before a game?
Types of rituals that players do before games.
Yeah, we have Joe Webb, number 14. We before we come in tunnel, it's, how you doing? Now give me a breakdown. So we got a little, this is a little thing we do in a tunnel, and the cheerleaders go, pump, pump. I'm like,
that's awesome. Never heard that one. We have another question. Yes, young lady, what's your question?
Hi, my name is Olivia, and my question is, how does Fuel Up to Play 60 affect your life as a professional football player?
Now, that's a great question. Fuel Up to Play 60, Everson?
You know, our biggest thing is in the NFL, before a game, you got to be hydrated. You got to make sure you drink enough fluids. You know, you got to make sure you eat enough carbs and, you know, protein before the game. So, and that's what the Fuel 60 is. You're telling the kids to fuel yourself. So make sure you have your milk. Make sure you drink enough fluids. Make sure you eat good. Make sure you don't miss a meal each day, because that's what helps you get, you know, that what helps you, you know, it helps you take each step each day and, you know, and have more energy. So the biggest thing is that we want to have energy during the game, so we want to eat enough carbs, drink enough water, so we don't get cramps or anything like that. So, you know, you just got to make sure you eat a lot and drink a lot of fluids.
Terrific question. What's your name and what is your question?
My name's Emma Hughes, and my question is, what's your favorite snack before a game?
My favorite snack before a game is...
Roasted Packer.
Nah. My favorite snack is, I like roasted peanuts, so I'm a big roasted peanuts guy, so... I'll probably have like a pack of roasted peanuts before every game.
Last question from Osseo Junior High.
My name is Kaylee Omland, and my question is, can you do your impression of Jamarcus Sanford?
You have a Jamarcus Sanford impression?
No, I don't. It's...
Any chance we can see your touchdown dance?
No.
Well, you did score a touchdown last year, didn't you? How many people want to see Everson dance on TV? I do.
Okay.
He's going to give us a little dance, a round of applause, Osseo Junior High. 3, 2.
It goes hit.
Oh, that's great. Everson Griffin. Hey, also, Kylie, ladies and gentlemen, a loud round of applause for the great work she did. That's Vikings Huddle. Thanks to Children's Hospitals and Clinics in Minnesota. From Nickelodeon Universe at Mall of America, I'm your host, Paul Allen. Thank you very much, Osseo Junior High. Give yourselves a round of applause. You are a great audience today. And Everson Griffin is going to close it out like this.
1, 2, 3. You're out to play 60!